Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This story is about the rabbi of Ostravtsa. A man once came to visit the rabbi and said, "Rabbi, my father, when he passed away, lo leinu, left a store for me to make a living from. Now, when my father ran the store, there was lots of customers, and he made a lot of money. But for me, it seems like there's no customers. Hours and hours can go by, and not a single customer comes in the store, so the business is doing very badly. What do you do with all your spare time?" The rabbi asked. "You have so much time sitting in the store with no customers coming. What do you do?" "Well, sometimes I just sit around doing nothing. Or maybe I'll read a newspaper," the man said. "Ah, that's your solution," the rabbi nodded understandingly. "You see, the satan, that is the one that Hashem allows to be against Torah mitzvahs, this is a malach, whose job is to make it hard for us to do Torah mitzvahs, he has been given a lot of powers. When your father had a free moment, he would learn some Gemara, or a few psukim, or maybe read some tillim, some psalms. Now this greatly irritated the satan, who would then influence a lot of people to come to the store to interrupt your father's learning Torah or davening. And since the customers were in the store, they would buy things. And then your father would make a lot of money. So you see, it all started," the rabbi said, "with your father learning Torah in his spare time in the store or davening. Since the satan wanted to stop him from learning Torah or davening, he would send lots of customers to distract him. But from these customers, your father made lots of money. But what do? The satan is not bothered at all from the fact that you sit and do nothing, because then you are simply a Jew who's not learning Torah and not davening. And therefore, the satan doesn't send you any customers to distract you, because you're anyway wasting your own time. You see, when you waste your time, you're doing exactly what the satan wants you to do. So he doesn't send any customers to your store to distract you. And in fact, he keeps customers from coming to you. So you'll continue to waste your time. As long as you're following the satan's desires to waste your time, he'll be fine with you not having any customers." So, of course, from that day on, the man was very careful, used all of his spare time in the store to learn it to daven. And, of course, the satan was tricked into sending him lots of customers to distract him from the learning and davening. But this way he was able to make a good living. And after the store was closed, then he would do his learning and davening. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.